All right, you ready to get going?
Yeah.
Is there anything we're missing?
No.
You're not doing Oprah?
No, I'm not going to do it.
All right. So you're wasting everyone's time tomorrow night?
I know. They never tell you why not.
He doesn't like black people. That's what he said off the air. But
wow.
Did they?
Of course not.
Kathy.
Yes, hi, Adam.
Yes, you're 37.
Yes, I am, unfortunately. They might be giants. Big fan for you. I just bought your live album. You're playing
terrific,
a lot on FNX.
Right.
Yeah, are you
calling from Boston?
You're from the Lynn area, right?
No, we worked with people. Well, we're from the western suburbs of Boston.
Okay.
We worked with somebody from
Brooklyn?
Lincoln, Mass. Where John and I.
Okay, I knew you were from up here.
Yeah.
Drew and Adam, love your show, love everything that you do, agree with about 100% of everything you say.
Well, that's a fairly good compromise.
Thank you.
Almost 100. The only thing I just wanted to offer, a different perspective. I got married when I was 19, had my first child when I was 20. Unplanned, my husband and I met in college, fell in love, had our first child. And of course,
you've already said something that takes you away from 90% of our listeners.
I finished college.
Right.
And I know most of your listeners, I think, are coming from
the other
a 10%. Different world, right? But I just wanted to offer a little ray of hope for anyone who may be young, facing that decision. If you really are in love, if you really are committed, It can work out.
Let's examine that a second, Kathy. I mean, what other sorts of things can people look at in helping determine whether or not this is a good time and a good decision? In other words, to me, what comes to mind is something we've already mentioned, that you're both well on your way to pursuing some sort of productive life, right? You're both
exactly.
In college. When this says that, two, I would think looking at both your family systems, where you came from.
Right.
Were they stable? Were they solid? Is it a good
exactly.
Is it a good template for something? I mean, are you guys just acting something out and escaping to get married, or are you getting married because you're healthy and you met somebody and you're making a decent choice?
Right. Well, I think you do definitely need a support network. If you have no one to support you, that is going to be very difficult. And luckily, my parents were very supportive, insisted that we both finish school, and that's what made all the difference in the world.
I think
it would have been
To be fair to most of our listeners, I think they look at the federal government as sort of a large family, large support network there. And in a way, it is. I put a few dollars aside each paycheck that goes toward God knows who, God knows where, having God knows what. But that is how most of our listeners look at their extended family. Look at the government as their extended family. Kathy?
It is sad.
All right, it worked out for you. Your kid's old now.
Yeah.
You're 37.
I'm going to college, as a matter of fact, next year.
At 37?
Yes.
That's incredible.
37.
Wow.
He's looking at Princeton and Cornell, Carnegie Mellon, very bright girl. So it can work. And I just wanted to offer a little, different perspective. And I think this is great that they might be giants around. We've been such fans for years. It's just great to talk to you guys.
All right, thanks.
All right,
thanks,
great.
Kathy.
Thanks a lot.
Care.
You remember
bye-bye.
Cornell. Thanks, Mom.
And I remember when I got out of college, I was looking at many universities.
No, but you and I walked that hill up the Cornell looking for the gym there, remember?
Oh, we did?
I guess that was Ithaca.
In Ithaca?
Yeah.
Was Cornell near Ithaca?
Cornell is in Ithaca.
Yeah. Drew loves the colleges. For me, it'd be like going to, a tortilla factory or something, going to, what it's like for Drew going to a university.
I think it's almost the strip, they're taking us to tourist strip places for you.
Yeah, it'd be like if there were these huge strip clubs that took up acres and acres and had like a football team a library and we could just walk through the hallowed halls of these places and look at strippers present and future. Flint Publishing, thanks, Ann. Yeah, that would be a good analogy. Dan?
Yeah, I'd like to thank you for the compliment you made at the end of our conversation on last night's show.
Remember Dan?
No.
Dan has the muscular dystrophy and the spastic paraparesis.
Right.
Yeah.
You took the time and prayed and thanked God that it wasn't a lot more people that had to deal with this disease.
Yeah, I know. I'd be pissed if I were you, though, about that. I mean...
That really made me feel a lot better about myself. And Dr. Drew...
Dan...
Called my urologist and explained my concern.
Yeah.
And he says, well, I got an opening Monday morning. You can come in at 9:15, and I have various medications, and I have one I know that will work perfect for you.
Good.
So I'd like to thank you guys on that.
Right. This is Dan. He was having retrograde ejaculation.
And
yeah, Dan. But Dan called in the beginning of the show last night. That's why I was a little bit confused when he said the end of the show. It's kind of funny when the urologist says he has an opening. I don't know why, but you picture the actual end of the penis in the urethra.
That's nice.
When a proctologist says he's got an opening, that's good for a chuckle, isn't it?
And I have a compliment about masturbation.
A compliment. All right, Dan.
All right.
Okay.
Not that I need any persuading. I'm doing it anyway.
Yes, I love the way you make masturbation seem that it's not shameful. When you're in a group of guys and you got one macho jerk trying to say, "Hey, well, I never masturbated." Hey, that's like saying I got an itch and never scratched it.
That's right. Hey, that's good. It's a solid analogy.
And I'd rather take and put on a rubber glove and have safe sex at home than go out to a bar and pick up some woman that's so loaded she's comatose, take her out in the car, have my way with her, come home, find my penis on fire the next morning, and wind up with HIV. That's shameful, not masturbation.
All right, Dan. God bless you.
Sounds great.
Dan is says what is his affliction?
Muscular dystrophy, and then he's got spastic paraparesis in both legs.
Why do they gotta call it paraparesis? Why do they say it twice?
Well, I was thinking about this morning. You've heard of paresthesia?
It's part of France. Where's paresthesia?
What is the word that you have?
If you guys know paresthesia,
don't look it up.
You guys are the smart band.
No. You said the word analogy.
All right. Anyway, it's basically his legs are basically locked out like this. That's spastic paraparesis.
Yeah, but why the paraparesis? Why not just
both
spastic?
Sides.
Oh, so he's got a paraparesis?
Yes.
Oh, please.
Yeah, quadriparesis would be
all four.
Yeah.
If your dog got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move
and forward. And retrograde ejaculation, that's what he actually called about last night. We got into all kinds of stuff with him, though.
Mike, he's essentially confined to a wheelchair, and he's worried about his ejaculation. And he's having an orgasm, but nothing's coming out. And that's what the retrograde ejaculation
means.
Is. You sort of go into yourself. If you had a AIDS, you'd get pregnant, right, Drew?
I suppose.
All right, then.
In your bladder.
Right.
You had them in your bladder.
Mikey,
something
so if you ate eggs that morning.
Wait, now, wait a minute. You're being onto something here. They've always been trying to figure out a way to get males to have kids.
Yeah, it's another bad Burt Reynolds movie idea. Actually, it's Schwarzenegger. Mikey?
Hey.
What's going on? You're 14. You're on with They Might Be Giants.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I've been trying to do this for the longest time. First of all, trying to get into Loveline just to say hi. And, man, I can't believe this. Anyways. First of all, I want to say, Adam, Dr. Drew, you guys are the men.
The men. Together, the men.
I met you guys a long time back at, what was it, Camp KOME 2.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you remember it or anything.
No kidding.
Yeah, I remember.
It was just, but it was really cool to meet you guys. And They Might Be Giants. Is it John and John that's there?
That's right. We're here.
I just want to say I'm a huge fan of you guys.
All right. How big?
That I'm actually seeing you guys in concert tomorrow night.
Oh,
great.
Really?
Great.
Yeah, and I got a question for you guys. I'm just baffled by, like, your lyrics and everything. I'm amazed at how you guys just come up with this crazy stuff. And I'm wondering, do you have any trick to that? I mean...
Yeah, well, we actually have the trick right here in front of us. We drink lots of coffee. That is the... seriously, that is the... That's the method.
Do you find you get punchy late at night when you're drinking a lot of coffee? And
I think tonight might be one of those nights.
Yeah, yeah. We got really good arguments going, too.
That's like, right, with ourselves. Yeah. Start interrupting ourselves to contradict ourselves.
I'm also wondering, do you guys, I mean, I know that Lincoln was opening for you guys earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Who's opening for you guys this now?
This guy named Michael Shelley. He actually was a DJ on WFMU in New York City, which is one of the few sort of freeform radio stations around. And he actually is a songwriter as well, and we heard his record, and it was kind of a great pop record, sort of in a Brian Wilson, kind of Nick Lowe vein. And so he'll be opening for the entire 2 months that we're out in the United States.
Cool.
Where are you playing tomorrow night in San Francisco?
The Fillmore.
Oh, that's cool. Never been there, but I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Is it cool?
Yeah, it's the, you know...
Because the last three bands that Adam said that, they go, oh, no, it sucks. Remember?
No, that was the Cow Palace, I think.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
No, we had a good time at the Fillmore last time we were there.
Yeah, you're right. It was Cow Palace.
Well, the architecturally compromised, but still standing
Fillmore's all that Big Brother and all that Jimi Hendrix and all that good stuff. Mikey?
Yeah.
You weren't even born.
Mikey? You weren't born. Your parents weren't born.
What year were you born? This is going to be fun.
When were your parents born?
1983. You guys...
Great.
What year were your parents born?
2 years later.
What year were your parents born?
47, 49, I think.
Yeah. Okay. We started the band in 1983.
Really?
Yeah.
I started my carpet cleaning career in 1983.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's really paid dividends.
Mike really knew the pain.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right. Why don't we play a They Might Be Giants song? You want to do that, Drew?
How about Birdhouse in Your Soul?
Oh, okay. That's a great idea, Drew. I'm your only friend. Giants. Hey, that sounds great. That really does sound good. I swear to God, those horns sound great in that song.
You got some practice in on that one.
Couldn't have done Don't Let It
Happen. We're saving it for volume two.
Oh, could you imagine that with the horns going, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
You really need to start a band, Adam. You do.
I'm going to start that, and we're going to cover They Might Be Giants songs, only the ones that didn't make it onto the best stuff.
You know, I can say this on this show. There was a band, They Might Be Giants, you know, early on in our career, like very early, right after we started, there was a band in New Jersey called They Might Be Vaginas that started.
They toured with the Dickies for a while, didn't they?
Well, you know, it shocked us. But they might be Giants tribute band. It was quite shocking. Yeah, because we liked it. You know, it's a family show. You know,
and they felt they were on our side.
Yeah, they were
promoting
helping.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
And you sent your team of lawyers over there.
Yeah, cease and desist order, right?
And
right
the away. Lawyers showed up first, and then the longshoremen came by next. With
that's
the,
right.
Broken off
pipes.
Pool cues. And,
yeah. You know, as soon as anybody starts doing anything offensive, they start thinking of that dog and the Gainsburger and the pill scenario. Well, we're just
Drew.
Giving people what they want.
I'm going to let you rethink that whole statement over there, and then when we come back, you can put it in some context.
Okay.
Because
that was just
talking
for you.
About. Okay. All right, but save the just for me stuff off the air while we're by the Coke machine.
Are we on the air now?
No, we're not. We're going to commercial. They Might Be Giants will be back. I'll be back. We'll see if Drew has a little attitude change. He might be back as well.